Welcome to Perek Yud Beis of Sefer Daniel. Visions of the future. This is the end of days. Tchias HaMesim. Michal is going to stand guard over our suffering that people will endure. Each Malach has a different purpose. Gavriel is not Michal. Michal is not Gavriel. Gavriel is defending, is revealing. Michal here is standing guard. Rafal is there to heal, although he doesn't appear here. Every Malach has a mission, and in fact, Rashi says a couple of places, their name is given based on that mission. In fact, their name can change for that reason, depending on their mission. Much like humans, our name is supposed to reflect our essence, and we also have a mission in life. Just might be a little bit harder to understand what that is sometimes, personal mission. Daniel is told, write down, conceal these visions. Only a few people ever understand them. He asked the people on either side of the riverbank, when is the redemption going to happen? And the Abarbanel says that these two people represent Christianity and Islam will admit truth upon the final redemption. The Sefer ends, there's going to be assurance of redemption. There's going to be Geula, there's going to be Tichias HaMesim. It's cryptic, it's hard, it's difficult, but there's a happy ending and a positive ending. Isn't that Geulus? Isn't that the history of the Jewish people? That's certainly Sefer Daniel.